Keith, special guest this morning. We check in with the superintendent of the MCCSE. It is Dr. Judy DeMuth. Dr. DeMuth, good morning. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
It's a fantastic morning. Look to the eastern sky if you have a view of it right now. Fantastic sunrise. At some point, we're going to have to fall our clocks back. I'll look that up here in a minute, but it's the end of the month. Boy, where did October go? It's just absolutely blown by. And you've got a big meeting tonight, school board meeting style. And obviously, some folks have been concerned with the news we've been seeing in the recent paper with a bus driver, former bus driver. Let's make sure that's abundantly clear. A former bus driver from the MCCSC. He is no longer with the company. It looks like some good vigilance on behalf of some parents to get this brought to the people's attention. It's just an unfortunate circumstance, but it looks like the justice will have its way here.
Yes, absolutely. You know, safety is our top priority, both for our students and staff. And it's always disappointing. I have the opportunity to talk with many legislators because, as you probably know, in Indiana, we have to go through very intense criminal history background checks. And then, of course, with drivers, we do the traffic violation testing. But in talking with legislators, the one thing that holds true, if you look across our state in a lot of the cases where there have been molesters, and obviously I'm very interested in the children piece of it, they haven't had a background of that. It has just manifested itself, and then the person is arrested. So I've talked with legislators that, you know, we have this criminal history background, and typically you don't see anything in that criminal history, and unfortunately it manifests itself, and then we handle it, and then they have that background. And so if we were to rerun a criminal history once they're sentenced, then we'd see it. But in many cases around the state, we've seen that people have not had a criminal history, and then this happens, and then obviously they do. So it's a very disappointing situation where we take it very seriously. And obviously, you know, our most precious resources are our children. And so whatever we need to do to protect our children, we stand ready to do that.
Judy, one of the things in addition to the despicable aspects of the children involved is the driving record of Mr. Poteet. What about that? People are saying, well, look at all those arrests that he had or traffic violations.
Well, again, anytime we handle a personnel situation, we have to be very careful. But there seems to be a lot of information or misinformation around the community. We do our driving records right through the Bureau of Motor Vehicles, and that's where we do our driving records. When a person comes to us, they pass their CDL exam, or we're in the process of helping them pass that. The CDL, is really a big part is their driving record. So he did get a CDL license from the state of Indiana, so he passed that piece of it. When we employed him, we did a driving record through the DMV, and then we also do that on every driver annually. So we do an intense evaluation of that, and as I said, in 2015, he did get a CDL license from the state of Indiana. It is now 2016, and this summer we also did another driving record search. So again, he did pass all of those requirements, and there seems to be a lot of information on people looking at various websites at driving records, but we do get ours right through the DMV.
Changing to something a little more positive, you've got Everyday Heroes, and there's some recognition of MCCSE in that.
Yes. You know, we have tremendous community partners, and obviously the HT, the radio station are two great ones. This morning we'll be attending a breakfast, and we have one of our fantastic bus drivers, Mr. Larry Sparks, who has driven the bus for us for about 5 years, and we were very fortunate to get Larry from retirement, and he had retired from Olis Elevator and come to us and driven a bus, and really it's like a family for him. So he treats the kids extremely well in the families, and you know, we look forward to honoring him this morning. It's kind of a family affair with the Sparks family because we're very fortunate also to have his wife work with us here in the administration center, and she's fantastic. And then their children are very active in the community, and one of them works at our high school and also coaches soccer. And so it's really great to have a fantastic family like that and to honor them today. And then we have Mr. Chris Harmon, who works in our Broadville Learning Center and does a great job with our students in making sure that they get their high school diplomas. He is extremely dedicated, does whatever it takes. And Chris even teaches for us at the jail. So in the afternoons, he goes to the jail and does some teaching there. So we're very fortunate to have Mr. Chris Harmon and look forward to honoring him this morning.
Now, we have a board meeting tonight, and one of the things that's going to happen is the actual budget that we've talked about, had public hearings on, will be passed.
Yes, the budget process is a very long process, and Mr. Thrasher is dedicated to that, obviously, for a long time. It's an 18-month process, and this evening we will request adoption of our budget. All the forms have been filed properly and move forward. As you all know, we've got a major referendum that's going to be on the ballot here in a few days. We look forward to the passage of that referendum. A lot of community members have come out to help us with this, and it's incredibly important to be able to give our kids the extra that we do through that referendum. I was just in a meeting yesterday or last evening in Indianapolis, and there are a couple of referenda through the communities or the state, and they look to us because we have a continuing referendum, which is just a little different because many of them are just starting on this process. And for those who don't know, in Indiana, that's the way you can get additional money to do the kind of programming you'd like to have for your students. So we're very fortunate that our community supported the referendum in 2010, and we look forward to that same support of this year in 2016.
And with the referendum, you may early vote today through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Election Central, 401 West 7th Street, or at the North Showers Building in rooms 201 and 202. Our guest this morning is the superintendent of MCCSE, Dr. Judy DeMuth. And tonight's obviously with the new budget, that's kind of just a formality to make sure it's all done and everybody knows it's put up there. Are you happy with the final everything for the referendum? It's going to be on the ballot, where it's going to be at the ballot. You have a good feeling about this moving forward, right?
Do you know what? We hope so, but we are all competitors, right? So
absolutely.
We've been in various capacities or games or events, and we know that we have to go either to the finish line, score the goal, or get over the hump, you know? So the bottom line is we've got to get people to vote. And again, taxpayers constantly ask me about this. Two things that we did, we tried in the last 5 years to keep that total tax rate steady so that you didn't see, you know, swings in the tax rate, and we tried to drive the tax rate down, and we accomplished that because our assessed value in this community has gone up, which is a sign of a great community, a growing community. And in that, taxpayers will actually see a decrease in their tax rate because there are two things. The tax rate has gone down, and we're requesting a little less money. So we wanted to make sure that the taxpayers, we could go to this and confidently say to them that if, in fact, their AV in 2010 of their home was $150,000, you know, they did in 2010 pay $96, and now they would pay $78. So they will, the beauty of this referendum is that they will see a decrease in their tax rates, and we certainly hope that taxpayers go to the polls and vote on behalf of our students.
Now, Judy, before we let you go, you may have some inside information on Kyle Schwarber, since your son played on the IU baseball team with him. Is he going to be playing tonight, and are you a Cubs fan?
Well, I'm a fan for wherever our children play, that's what we're fans of, right? Moms can do that. We don't have
that's
to pick
exactly
one team.
Right.
So that's what we do. And the second thing is, you know, I think Kyle's almost like a son, so I'll be supporting him and whatever works out best for him, and that's what we want to have happen.
And you'll make that announcement at tonight's board meeting. Excellent. That's good to hear. You'll have the biggest crowd you've had down there in a while. We know you're very busy, Dr. DeMuth. We always appreciate your time. What time is the board meeting tonight?
6 o'clock.
6 p.m. And that's at East North Southwest Drive down there right by Bloomington South High School. We thank you for your time, as always, and we'll get caught up with you next month.
Thanks so much. Bye.
Dr. Judy DeMuth from the MCCSE, the superintendent, getting ready for a busy day today. I don't know if I said this correctly. Today through Saturday is early voting. I want to make sure that's right. Mm-hmm. That's new this week. Last Saturday we didn't have a chance. It was
correct.
Just during the week. Today through Saturday, and then next week through Saturday. So you can't vote on Sunday. That's it. Every other day, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and then the final day of early voting will be Monday, November 7th, and that is a Monday, 8 to noon, as we always do, just a half day before the election day on that. Election day will be November 8th, and if you have not voted early, you must vote in your precinct. and you have the hours of 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. to choose all of that. So there you go. Plus, now this week, Keith, we have North Morton Street, rooms 201 and 202. So we add Saturday this week, and we add a second place. So if it's too busy, you can just walk over across the street, go down into the showers, find out where you're going there. You've got options. They are taking out all the hurdles for you to say, well, I didn't have time, I couldn't get to it. If you don't have time within a month, then I can't help you out at all.